show. Yes, Wood One presents the Dr. Demento Show. Mad music and crazy comedy from out of the archives and off the wall. Brought to you by the U.S. Army. Learn how to get an edge on life. Be all you can be. There are records and outrageous tapes from yesterday, today, and tomorrow. The funniest songs ever written and a couple of the worst. With Weird Al Yankovic, Groucho Marx, Tom Lehrer, some medical dementia featuring Peter Sellers and Penn and Teller. And a special visit under the Smogberry Trees with a very original group called Ed's Redeeming Quality. And some of your favorite songs that you've requested on the hotline.
I'm sick and tired of fans who play one chord song. I'm sick and tired of fans who play one chord song. I'm sick and tired of fans who play one chord. Sick and tired of fans who play one chord. Sick and tired of fans who play one chord song. I'm sick and tired of fans who play two chord song. I'm sick and tired of fans who play two chord song. I'm sick and tired of fans who play two chord.
Thank you.
Man, how many chords do you know? Personally, I always like those no-chord songs. Well, that's Nate Buckland with a song called One Chord Songs. Thought you songwriters and musician types would like that. Thanks to Tim Ryan of Ann Arbor for the tape. Todd Rundgren with Onomatopoeia. Look that one up in a dictionary if you like. The first five letters are O-N-O-M-A. John Wesley Harding, the contemporary songwriter, and his friend Steve Wynn did a little jam in the studio recently on one of the all-time demented classics. Came out kind of like this.
Down the highway, doing 79. I'm a green pop pop, and I'm feeling fine. Hey man, think that was that a red stop sign? Transfusion, I'm just all dead, but I'm too. Never gonna see it again.
Slip the blood to me, bud.
I jumped in a rod about a quarter to nine. I gotta make a day with that chick of mine. I crossed that line, and you gotta make time. Transfusion, no man, I got the cotton convolution. Never gonna see it again.
Shoot the juice to me, Bruce.
My foot's on a throttle and spool there, but I'm a fast riding daddy with a real cool head. I'm gonna fast fuck on the hill ahead. Transfusion, my red cross circles are in mass confusion. Never gonna see it again.
Oh, the crimson image in the sun.
I took a little drink and I'm feeling right. I can fly right over everything inside it. So, folks, cat, I'm gonna pass them on the ride. Transfusion, I'm a real gone pale face, that's no illusion. Never gonna see it again.
Pass the claret to me, Barrett.
I roll down the mountain on a rainy day. Oh, when you see it coming, better start to pray. I'm a cut on the road, I'm a bump all the way. Transfusion, no stock part me for this crazy intrusion. Never gonna see it again.
Pour the fluid in there, Louis.
Let's go.
I'm burning up the freeway early this morning. I'm a passing everybody. Oh, nothing but come on, man, out of my way. I don't drive with my horn. Transfusion. Oh, no, it's gonna make a new resolution. Never gonna see it again.
Put it up my sleeve, Steve.
Poor mess in the west.
Oh, barnyard drivers, a fan of two classes. Life driving hard, speeding jackasses. Don't remember to slow down today.
Hey, Daddy. Make that typo, attaboy.
While riding in my Cadillac, what to my surprise, a little Nash Rambler was following me about one-third my size. The guy must have wanted to pass me out as he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. I pushed my foot down to the floor to give the guy the shake. But the little Nash Rambler stayed right behind. He still had on his brake. He must have thought his car had more guts as he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. My car went into passing gear and we took off with dust. Soon we were doing 90, must have left him in the dust. When I peeked in the mirror of my car, I couldn't believe my eyes. The little Nash Rambler was right behind. I think that guy could fly. Beep, 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 beep. This one went beep, beep, beep.
Now we're doing 110. This certainly was the race. For a rambler to pass the caddy would be a big disgrace. The guy must want to pass me out and cut down tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a cartoon sport. His arm went peek. Now we're doing 120 as fast as I could go. The rambler pulled alongside of me as the car going slow. The fellow rolled down his window and yelled for me to hear. Hey, buddy, how can I get this car out of second gear?
Beep, the playmates on the Dr. Demento Show, John Wesley Harding and Steve Wynn with Transfusion. You can hear more of Steve Wynn's fine music, by the way, in a more serious vein when the Best of Dreams Syndicate CD comes out next month. A lot of people ask me, Doctor, how do you pick the crazy songs you play on the show? Well, listeners pick a lot of them, and the next request I play might as well be yours. The easiest way to make a request is to call the Demento hotline with a touchtone phone, 1-900-773-7333. Just $1.25 for the first minute, 75 cents each additional. No tricks or sneaky come-ons, though. If you like, you can also hear a four-minute tape of highlights from next week's show or the pick of the week, which starting Monday, May 18th, is It's Just My Kids by Scary Gary Allen. You must hear that if you have children. If your call is played back on the air, you win a demented prize. It's that simple. But if you're under 18, ask your folks first. I'm legally required to say that. 1-900-773-7333. You can also make requests by mail and use the same address to get our free catalog of tapes, CDs, and other demented goodies, or a subscription to our newsletter. That address is P.O. Box 884, Culver City, California, 90232. That's P.O. Box 884, Culver City, California, 90232. And the hotline number again, 1-900-773-7333. Grouch Show is next.
When I enlisted in the Army, I could barely change the oil in my car. The first time I saw that Apache helicopter, I never thought I'd be able to handle it. The Army taught me how to take that turbine apart, fix it, and get that baby up and running in no time.
Learn the skill that's yours for a lifetime. See your local recruiter or call 1-800-USA-ARMY. Paid for by the U.S. Army.
Search presents the world's funniest sweepstakes.
They're giving away water balloons?
No.
Whoopee cushions?
No. Search is giving away 100,000 good prizes.
And buzzers?
No. Top prize, 100 trips on the Search Comedy Cruise.
Oh, wow.
It's a 7-day Caribbean cruise and Carnival Cruise Lines with entertainment by today's top young comics.
Wow.
So go to the store and get some Search. Clean your breath and you might clean up in the world's funniest sweepstakes.
Okie doke.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. You must be 18 and a U.S. resident to enter. Look for official rules at participating retailers, but hurry. Sweepstakes ends September 30th.
Dr. Demento.
At last we are to meet him, the famous Captain Spaulding. From climate hot and scalding, the captain has arrived.
Hello, I must be going. I cannot stay, I came to say I must be going. I'm glad I came, but just the same, I must be going.
For my sake, you must stay. If you should go away, you'll spoil the party I am throwing.
I'll stay a week or two. I'll stay the summer through. But I am telling you, I must be going.
Before you go, will you oblige us and tell us of your teeth so glowing?
I'll do anything you say. In fact, I'll even stay.
Good.
But I must be going.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding, the African explorer.
If someone call me Snorra.
Hooray, hooray, hooray. Went into the jungle where all the monkeys throw nuts.
If I stay here, I'll go nuts.
Hooray, hooray, hooray.
I put all my reliance in courage and defiance and risk my life for science. Hey, hey!
One day in Madagascar, he bagged a dozen weasels.
Yes, and all of them had measles.
Hooray, hooray, hooray.
I faced a chimpanzee once, so close I felt his breath. The creature looked at me once and laughed himself to death.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding!
That's me! One day I caught an eagle, too big for me to tote. I changed him for a sparrow, a jackass, and a goat.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding!
That's me! One day a vicious monkey chased me a mile or two. I hid behind a donkey, the donkey fainted too.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding!
That's me! I had a guy named Peter, he lent me his repeater. I brought down a mosquito, hey, hey!
Hooray for Captain Spaulding, the African explorer. Hooray, hooray, hooray!
The first day I arrived in Africa...
Hooray for Captain Spaulding, the African explorer. Hooray, hooray, hooray!
The first day I arrived in
Africa... Hooray for Captain Spaulding, the African explorer. Hooray, hooray, hooray!
The first day I arrived... Hooray for Captain... Fooled you that time, didn't I?
Hooray, hooray, hooray!
Hooray for Captain Spaulding. That's the immortal Groucho Marx. Back when the good captain did all his African exploring, nobody knew just how fragile that African jungle environment really was. Now we know, of course. This new song from the film Fern Gully, The Last Rainforest features the superstar of the Rocky Horror Picture Show, Mr. Tim Curry, on the Dr. Demento Show with Toxic Love.
Time. it twice. Oh! Ah!
Oh! Look, it's got a knife.
Oil and grime. Oil and blood. She's so proud and proud. Just look.
If you visit American City, you will find it very pretty. Just two things of which you must beware. Don't drink the water and don't breathe the air. Pollution, pollution. They got smog and sewage and mud. Turn on your tap and get hot and cold running crud. See the halibuts and the sturgeons are being wiped out by detergents. Fish gotta swim and birds gotta fly, but they don't last long if they try. Pollution, pollution, you can use the latest toothpaste and then rinse your mouth with industrial waste. Just go out for a breath of air, and you'll be ready for Medicare. The city streets are really quite a thrill. If the hoods don't get you, the monoxide will. Pollution, pollution, wear a gas mask and a veil. Then you can breathe, long as you don't inhale. The things there that you can drink, but stay away from the kitchen sink, the breakfast garbage that you throw into the bay. They drink at lunch in San Jose. So go to the city, see the crazy people there, like lambs to the slaughter. They are drinking the water and breathing the air.
Tom Lehrer with Pollution from the That Was the Year That Was compact disc, and Tim Curry with Toxic Love from Fern Gully, The Last Rainforest. I have in my hand a tape that just came in the mail. Well, it's either one of the greatest songs ever written about man's best friend, or one of the worst. You be the judge. It's next on the Dr. Demento Show, Westwood One Radio Network.
Who wants to try it?
I do.
Fresh mint flavor.
I do.
Freshest mint, coolest cool.
I do.
Try it. Sugarless gum comes in three cool mints. So lay back, chill out, and know the taste.
I do.
Fresh mint, original peppermint, spearmint. Who wants to try it?
I do.
Good for your teeth, great taste too. Who wants to try it?
I do.
Certs presents the world's funniest sweepstakes.
They're giving away water balloons?
No.
Whoopie cushion?
No. Certs is giving away 100,000 good prizes.
And brothers?
No. Top prize, 100 trips on the Certs Comedy Cruise.
Oh, wow.
It's a 7-day Caribbean cruise on Carnival Cruise Lines with entertainment by today's top young comics.
Wow.
So go to the store and get some Certs. Clean your breath and you might clean up in the world's funniest sweepstakes.
Okie doke.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. You must be 18 and a U.S. resident to enter. Look for official rules at participating retailers, but hurry. Sweepstakes end September 30th.
What do you think of new Cineburst gum?
I intend to bring those flavor crystals up at the next PTA meeting.
Taste is bigger than big juice.
My parents can't handle the special.
When I heard the Cineburst punches, I started a petition stating our deep concern. Care to sign it?
It's intense, that's all I'm saying.
No.
Yes! New Cineburst with flavor crystals may not be suitable for adults.
This is by Harry Jeremy, who swears 98% of this is true. He didn't say which 98%.
Rudy, Rudy, dog from my childhood. Rudy, Rudy, the dog we all love. Just
darling, and heartbroken everywhere. But now he smiles down from above. Just a puppy, a member of our family. He's playing baseball and rolling in the breeze. He goes swimming and runs through the meadows. He flowers and waters all the trees. But one day Rudy took off. He ran under a milk truck. He got caught up inside the wheel. Severely injured that shirt with double compound fractures. The doctor said he might not heal. But that Rudy, he beat the odds and came home. He was happy, but lived to one side. Web in circles, round and round that dog would go. Get dizzy, throw up, and then be fine. But then just one week later, he started having seizures. He said, dance up and weave and shake. The test of hocus pocus, the doctor said it's hopeless. Our dad took out his 38,
and we cried.
No, no, don't shoot him. Please let our Rudy live. He was murdered and buried in our own backyard. Later, the dog came down, dug up his booty, tore his guts and ate some skin. The next day, he put the beaver in the ground. 1 year later, we dug up our puppy dog. Both were gleaming, bright, shiny, and new. Wired together, we pulled them on our dresser top, way up high for everyone to view. Rudy, Rudy, a dog from our childhood. Rudy, Rudy, the dog we all love. Death was sudden, and hearts broken everywhere. But now he's smiled out from above.
I'd much rather have a frog in my throat than a porcupine stuck to my face. I'd much rather have a bug in my ear than a dog making love to my leg. Girl asked you home to meet Mama and Daddy. She says she thinks that you're nice. There's trouble ahead. You don't know if you were dead if you don't take this friendly advice. Don't pet the dog. Don't pet him, whatever you do. He ain't been fixed. He knows some tricks that sure make a fool out of you. Don't pet the dog. He gets it confused with romance. Just leave him alone, or the next thing you know, you'll be asking your ankle to dance. You say it's okay, try to push him away. What's his name? Sit up, beg. Try to think it through, but you look like a fool with a dog making love to your name. So
Don't pet the dog. He'll poo-poo all over your shoe. He ain't been fixed. He knows some tricks that sure make the fool out of you. Don't pet the dog. He gets it confused with romance. Just leave him alone, or the next thing you know, he'll be asking your ankle to dance. Don't pet the dog.
Dr. Evangelo!
An unreleased tape by Scary Gary Allen. It's Just My Kids, starting Monday, May 18th. That's our pick of the week. You can hear it on your phone by calling the hotline. Don't Pet the Dog by Pinkerton Bowden and the improbable but 98% true, it says here, tale of Rudy Rudy by Harry Jeremy. Frightening, isn't it? Well, there are a lot of frightening things in this world, and here's Colonel Bruce Hampton, retired, and the Aquarium Rescue Unit to sing about some of them and play some frighteningly good music, too.
A basic limb frightened of moral turpitude. I'm scared of politicians who have no hobbies. As I get up in the morning, I'm afraid of increased weight. I am basically frightened.
No!
I am basically frightened. I'm afraid of people who don't think wrestling is real. And I'm afraid of people who don't believe in the moonwalk. As I get up in the morning, I see lizards with tempo for me. I
Bruce Hampton retired in the Aquarium Rescue Unit with a track from their new album, The Colonel, who's been cutting a truly rebellious swath through the world of Southern rock for a couple of decades now, is on tour nationwide this spring with his new band, which has gotten some truly excellent reviews. Lots of comparisons to Zappa and Beefheart. I guess they put on quite a show. I'm Dr. Demento. This is my show, and we'll have a little-known item featuring Frank Zappa himself, along with some new Weird Al and a symphony of vegetables right after this.
Here it is, graduation day.
For many, the years ahead will bring college. For others,
I know I want to go to college, but first I want some of the things I'll need to make it in the real world. That's why I'm joining the Army.
The Army helps you develop the maturity and self-confidence you're going to need to succeed in college and in life. Qualify, and you can earn over $25,000 for college. Call 1-800-USA-ARMY.
Be all that you can be. Get an edge on life in the Army.
Paid for by the U.S. Army.
Who was trident?
Hi,
cinnamon flavor.
Hi,
nice and spicy.
Hi,
trident sugarless gum. You know you ought to do it. You know you gotta do it, and you're gonna love the taste.
I do.
Tangy cinnamon and five more surprisingly great flavors. Who wants trident?
Hi,
good for your teeth. Great taste too. Who wants trident?
I do.
This next here tune is for Dan White of Germantown, Maryland, who's been helping us out a whole lot by disseminating demented information to computer users around the country on internet. Here's Kippadada.
It was cucumber the first. Summer was over. I had just finished a long day and I was bushelled. I'm the kind of guy that works hard for his salary, and I don't mind telling you I was feeling a bit wilted. But I didn't care at all, because otherwise things were fine. I try never to disparage us, and I don't sweat the truffles. I'm outstanding in my field, and I know that something good will turn up eventually. A bunch of things were going great, and soon I'd be top banana. At least that's my feeling. But that's enough corn. Lend me your ear, and let us continue. After dressing, I stalked over to the grain station. I got there just in line to catch the 9-11 as it plowed towards the core of Appleton, a lentil more than a melon and a half east of Cloveland. No one got off at Zucchini, so we continued on our route to Vega. Passing my usual stop, I got off at Cado. I hailed the passing yellow cabbage and told the driver to cart me off to Brooklyn. I was going to meet my brother across from the eggplant, where he had a job at the saffron station, Pumpkin Gas. As soon as I saw his face, I knew he was in a yam. He told me his wife had been raising cane. Her name was Peaches, a soiled but radishing beauty with huge gourds. My brother had always been a chestnut, but I could never figure out why she picked him. He was a skinny little string bean who'd always suffered from cerebral parsley. It was in our roots. Sure, we had tried to weed it out, but the problem still remained. He was used to having a tough row to hoe, but it irritated me to see artichoke, and it bothered my brother to see his marriage go to seed. Like most maple couples, they had a lot of growing to do. Sure, they'd sown their wild oats, but just barley if it bees. Finally, Peaches had given him an ultimatum. She said, "I'm hip to your chive, and if you don't stop smoking that herb, I'm going to leaf you for basil, you fruit." He said he didn't realize it had come quite so far. On the other hand, even though Peaches could be the pits, I knew she'd never call the fur. "Hey, we're not far from the mushroom. Let's walk over." He said, "That's a very right place. That's the same little ball of alfalfa my wife." When we got there, I pulled up a cherry and tried to produce small talk. I told him I hadn't seen Olive, not since I shelled off for a trip to macadamia. When I told her we cantaloupe, the time just wasn't right. She knew what I meant. When we left the mushroom, we were pretty well juiced. I told Artie to say hello to the boys in Barry, and that I'd orange to see him another time. Well, it all came out in the morning peppers. Artie caught Peaches that night with Basil, and Artie beat Basil bad, leaving him with 2 beautiful acres. Peaches, she was found in the garden. She'd been pruned. Well, my little story is okra now. Maybe it's small potatoes. Me, Idaho. My name? Wheat. My friends call me Colonel. And that's life in the slaw lane. Thank you so much. The garden out there.
Chili carrero, yo tengo el dinero para un steak caro. La salsa y tamales siempre muy bueno. Y el chili relleno. You see, I just gotta have a tostada, carne asada. That's right, I want the whole enchilada. My only addiction has to do with a flour tortilla. I need a quesadilla. I love to stuff my face with tacos al carbón. with my friends or when I'm all alone. Yo tengo mucho hambre y ahora lo quiero. Un burrito ranchero. Oh, give me something spicy and hot now. Break out the menu, what you got now? Who would you tell the waiter I'd like to have sour cream on the side? You better make sure the beans are refried.
Taco. Grande. Taco. Grande.
Well, there's not a taco big enough for a man like me. That's why I order two or three. Let me give you a tip to try a nacho chip. It's really good with bean dip. I eat uno, dos, tres, butter burritos. Pretty soon I can't fit in my fetus, but I hope they feed us lots of chicken fajitas and a pizza margarita. Where the combination plates that come with beans and rice, the taquitos here are very nice. Now I'm down on my knees, we need some extra tomatoes and cheese. And could you make that separate check, please?
Taco. Grande. Taco. Grande.
Buenas noches, señores. Bienvenido a El Rico, Casa de Salsa. Tenemos muchos platos muy sabrosos. Te puedo recomendar el ardiente pollo al infierno. Tus ojos te quemarán. Tu estómago estará en fuego. Te quedarán en el baño por una semana. ¿Entiendes lo que digo, gringo estúpido tonto? Well, the food is coming. I can hardly wait. Now watch your finger, careful hot plate. What you think you're doing with my chili con queso? Well, if you want them, just say so. Oh, boy, pico de gallo. They sure don't make it like this in Ohio. No gracias, yo quiero jalapeños, nada más. You can toss away the hot sauce. ¿Dónde están los nachos? Holy frijoli. You better get me a bowl of guacamole. You said, Eugene, watch your face turning green. Don't you like the pinto bean? You want some more cinnamon crispas? If you don't, hasta la vista. Just take the rest home in a dog. Back if you wanna, you can finish it mañana. Well, it's been a pleasure, I can't eat no more. Señor La Cuenta, por favor, if you ain't ever tried real Mexican cooking, well, you oughta. Just don't drink the water.
Taco. Grande. Taco. Grande.
Some of the finer flavors of life explored by Weird Al Yankovic with Cheech Marin. Taco Grande is from Al's latest album, Off the Deep End, and Kipadada roaming the vegetable kingdom on Life in the Slaw Lane. Follow-up to his fishy fantasy, Wet Dream. Speaking of flavors, here's a song called The Taster. And this is by the one and only Wildman Fisher, the Hollywood street singer who was first discovered over 20 years ago by Frank Zappa. This cut is from the double album that Frank produced called An Evening with Wildman Fisher, now quite a collector. Item, and Frank provides the multi-track accompaniment.
Come on, let's do the taster. When my love was so fraster, when the things on the path were just as good as a rap. Well, I knew a girl, I just saw one certain girl who taught me the taster, and as good as the twister. Come on, let's do the taster. When my love was so greater, when the taste of the past were just as good as a rap. Well, I knew a boy, I just saw one certain boy who goes around making things and all around tasting things. Come on, let's do the taster. When my love was so greater, when the taste of the past were just as good as a rap. Well, I knew a nursing, just a one certain nursing, who goes around putting things in everyone's purse. Please come on, let's do the taster. When my love was so great, sure, when the things of the past were just as good as a rat. Well, I knew a doctor, just a one certain doctor, who goes around putting things in everyone's doctors. Come on, let's do the taster. When my love was so great, sure, when the things of the past were just as good as a rat. Well, I knew a cow, that's just a one certain cow, who gives his life, oh, just a beast and owl. Oh, come on, let's do the taster. When my love was so great, sir, when the things of the past were just as good as a rat. Well, I knew a cat, that's just a one certain cat, who climbed the mountain, oh, just for a rat.
Van Fisher with Frank Zappa, the taster. I'm Dr. Demento. Coming up in our second hour of the Funny Five, some medical dementia, and our special guest, Ed's Redeeming Qualities, under the smogberry trees on the Westwood One radio network.
What do you think of new Cineverse gum?
I've never seen nothing that color before.
Words can't describe it, my man.
Those flavor crystals frighten me.
Wow.
But wait, did I stay outstanding?
Cineburst crunches. That could be a violation in this state. I'll get back to you.
New Cineburst with flavor crystals. May not be suitable for adults.
Zertz presents the world's funniest sweepstakes.
They're giving away water balloons?
No.
Whoopie cushions?
No. Zertz is giving away 100,000 good prizes.
And buzzers?
No. Top prize, 100 trips on the Zertz Comedy Cruise.
Oh, wow.
It's a 7-day Caribbean cruise and Carnival Cruise Lines with entertainment by today's top young comics.
Wow.
So go to the store and get some Zertz. Clean your breath and you might clean up in the world's funniest sweepstakes.
Okie doke.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. You must be 18 and a U.S. resident to enter. Look for official rules at participating retailers, but hurry. Sweepstakes end September 30th.
Who wants to try this?
I do.
Fresh mint flavor.
I do.
Freshest mint, coolest cool.
I do.
Try this. Sugarless gum comes in 3 cool mints. So lay back, chill out, and love the taste.
I do.
Fresh mint, original peppermint, spearmint. Who wants to try this?
I do.
Good for your teeth, great taste too. Who wants to try this?
I do.
Under the smogberry trees with us today are a couple of people whose music you've heard on the show a number of times over the last 6 months to a year or so, and they're going to play some of it right here today. Welcome to Ed's Redeeming Qualities, Dan Leone and Carrie Bradley. Hi, folks.
Hi.
Great to have you here. Dan with your ukulele and Carrie with your violin and guitar. And Ed's Redeeming Qualities are heard on a couple of really nice Flying Fish CDs and cassettes, I guess, called More Bad Times, and It's All Good News. Well, I think we got the mics ready, so...
Okay, this is a song called Mom that my cousin Dom wrote, and here's how it goes.
I wish I had the memory of dropping you off at school and then going home to watch days of our lives and talk to your eye doctor on the phone. I wish that I had been there when the braces came off your teeth, or when you learned to drive. We could have gone through it all together, but we didn't until you were 25. I want to wash your clothes with some water and detergent. I want to sew your socks with a needle and some thread. I want to know the things that nobody knows about you. I want to kiss you on your head. I want to be your mom. I want to be your mom. I know it sounds all wrong, but I want to be your mom. I wish that I had been there when the gym teacher grabbed your arm, or when they stitched your nose. I could have held you by the hand, but that would have embarrassed you, I suppose. I want to wash your clothes with some water and detergent. I want to sew your socks with a needle and some thread. I want to know the things that nobody knows about you. I want to kiss you on your head.
Excellent, excellent. And that's the song called Mom, and that's by Ed's Redeeming Qualities, Dan Leone and Carrie Bradley. How did you two meet?
We met in graduate school, actually. We were in a writing workshop together, and I remember the first day of the workshop, we all had to go around and introduce ourselves and talk about what we wrote about, and Dan said that he wrote about breakfast, primarily toast. And we ended up being good friends.
Uh-huh.
We hit it off. And there wasn't much talk of being in a band for a long time until Dan went home and brought home his dad's ukulele after Christmas and made me come over to his trailer to practice with him because then it would seem like real music. And then his neighbor, our friend Nino, taped a couple of coffee cans together and started coming over. And that's how it started.
Mm-hmm.
In the trailer park. And people started saying we should play for our friends or play down in Boston. And we didn't believe them, but we did it anyway.
How did you decide to call it Ed's Redeeming Qualities?
That's a very controversial subject.
We all claim to have thought of the name, but
really it was me.
Okay.
But it came from a poem that I wrote, so...
Yeah, there's no question about that.
So is there
stole
a real,
the title from
is
a
there
poem.
A real Ed?
Nope.
No.
Afraid not, and we haven't come up with a good enough story yet to lie to you, so the truth is there is no Ed.
Well, why should there be? I mean, Ed is in all of our lives and in all of your songs. Can we have another song?
Sure. This is a brand new song called I'm in a Man.
Hey, hey, I met a man who told me what he does is danger. He said I'd spray paint without proper ventilation. No air at all. No air at all. I'm like, wow, man, blow my skirt up, get me a piece of that action. Hey, hey, I met a man who told me what he does to danger. He said I look directly into a solar eclipse. Right in the eye. Right in the eye. I'm like, wow, man, blow my skirt up and hitch me to your wagon. Hey, hey, what you see is what you think. What you hear is what you say. What you know is the time of day, and that's all. He said, don't talk to strangers, and they used to be your friends. It's in our nature to enjoy ourselves, don't you see me to the end. But I've got to go. So what? If the gravity of anger sinks you down, and the most too far away to hear you out, walk the line, oh, walk alone. Hey, hey, I met a man who told me his hand was safety. He said, don't look up, don't look back, forget your back, where I could help. I'm like, wow, man, blow my skirt up, till they feel bad in bottles. Hey, hey, I met a man who told me this is a romance. He said, don't look up, don't look back, the edge past, where I think that. I'm like, wow, man, blow my skirt up, I'll buy your vacuum cleaner. Hey, hey, what you see is what you think, and what you hear is what you say. What you know is the time of the day, and that's all. Hey, man, what do you know? It's like the diamond day.
Ed's redeeming qualities on the Dr. Demento show. Carrie Bradley singing and playing guitar. You wrote that one, Carrie?
I did, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Dan Leone, a lot of your songs were written by your cousin, Dom. Hey.
Yeah, he was an original member of the band when we started up in New England. There was actually four of us. Our friend Nino was playing bongos and Dom was playing guitar.
The myth of it is, well, I don't know if it's myth. Is it true? Maybe you can tell me, Dan, here and now. But there's a myth that I've heard that Dom was the first, I know he was the first of all of us to actually write a song. And he used to sing them. He was living alone in Vermont. And for an audience, he used to open his pantry and sing to his soup cans the song Zero. Is that true? You think
yes.
They were cans of food? Okay, I'm glad to know.
I
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, my witness.
So it was certainly a great tragedy that we lost him.
Yeah.
But you carry on. Was there any doubt that you would carry on?
There was a lot of doubt whether or not we could do it without Dom. And we thought that by one of the main reasons why we continued to play after he died was to keep his songs out there, to record them, because a lot of them had never been recorded, and they are now on both of our albums. We moved to the West Coast after that.
You moved to San Francisco.
We did, yeah.
How do you like San Francisco?
I love San Francisco.
Yeah, me too.
Carrie loves San Francisco. Nino didn't love it as much as we did and moved back to Ohio.
Oh, Nino
a couple months ago.
He was the fellow who shook stuff in the can.
He took
and is on the albums, but
you're
carrying on just fine by yourselves. You do have a nice sound, and as I was trying to describe your music to somebody after I first heard the More Bad Times album, and I just thought it sounds like just a couple of friends casually singing in a living room, but those songs really get to you after a while.
I think that's the way it started out.
Yeah.
We never had any, hadn't really been in other bands before. There's never had any intention of being musicians or being a band, and it was just a bunch of friends sitting around playing, and it's one of the things that's made it easy to continue is that that's still what we are, you know. All our friends aren't here with us anymore, unfortunately, but we can still sit around and play our songs and their songs and have a fun time. So.
How about Bob? I want to hear Bob.
Here it is. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Nothing you can do, the ladies won't go out with you because your name is Bob. You wear a suit, or your piece is made of cotton. You're looking for a tie because you know you can't win when your name is Bob. Bob, it's a name that means Robert. Bob, it's a name you don't want. Bob, it's a name that you have. Bob, if you put the letters backwards, it still says Bob. Your name is Bob, and there's nothing you can do. The doctors and nurses won't examine you because your name is Bob. Your name is Bob, and that's something you can't change. Your parents and neighbors all think that you're strange because your name is Bob. Bob, it's a name that means Robert. Bob, it's a name you don't want. Bob, it's a name that you have. Bob, if you put the letters backwards, it still says Bob, which is a name that means Robert. Bob, it's a name you don't want. Bob, it's a name that you have. Bob, if you put the letters backwards, it still says Bob.
And that's a song called Bob. Ed's redeeming qualities on the Dr. Demento show. You can hear that song on their CD, More Bad Times, the first of their two on the Flying Fish label. And really thank you for coming along today and playing a couple of unrecorded songs for us. And we do hope to hear a lot more from you in the future. And please stop by again next time you're in the Smogberry land. Ed's
thanks
redeeming qualities.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I wanted to get into international business. I needed money for college and foreign language skills. I got them both because I qualify for Army language training. Jetzt kann ich Deutsch sprechen. That means now I can speak German. And I earned over $25,000 towards college through the GI Bill and the Army College Fund. And that sounds great in any language.
Call 1-800-USA-ARMY for details. Paid for by the U.S. Army.
What do you think of new Cineburst gum?
I don't like anything new. Get that microphone out of my face.
Cineburst? Oh, absolutely. It's the best.
It crunches. Those kids deny it, but I know the gum crunches.
It's too much for my dad. Sometimes it's almost too much for me.
All I can tell you, Edward, this time is that we're keeping a very close eye on it.
Yes!
New Cineburst with flavor crystals. May not be suitable for adults.
Hello there, this is Mel Brooks, and you're listening to the Dr. Demento Show.
Scalpel.
Scalpel.
Gauze.
Gauze.
More gauze.
More gauze.
More gauze.
More gauze.
More gauze.
More gauze.
A little more gauze.
We don't have any more gauze.
That's all the gauze?
Yeah. I don't know what happened. We had a small roll of gauze.
Give me a sponge.
Sponge.
Clamp.
You have the clamp.
Suture.
Yes, a suture.
Edith.
Yes.
I love you.
Please, please.
Sponge.
You have the sponge.
Give me another sponge. I want
you have all the sponges.
I have two sponges.
We only have two sponges.
This is terrible when we wrangle this way.
But
why do you avoid me?
We have two sponges.
Why do you avoid me in the hall?
I don't avoid you in the hall.
You turned your back at the coffee machine.
I didn't turn my back.
You deliberately turned your back.
Excuse me, the oxygen is failing.
Edith, don't change the subject.
But it's failing.
Well, turn it up.
Well, I'm trying to.
Is there somebody else?
Is there something you like? Suture, sponge, something?
Is there somebody else?
I don't care to discuss it now.
It's Pinsky, isn't it?
I don't care to talk about it.
I saw you in the cafeteria.
I just don't care to talk about it, Dr. Harris. Now, would you like anything else? Otherwise, I'd like to go.
Go in the middle of an operation?
Well, I have nothing else to hand you. You've got it all in the patient.
Edith, what have I done to hurt you this way?
You haven't done anything to hurt me. I just wish you wouldn't badger me.
Badger you?
I need time to think. I told you that before.
I don't know you like this. You're cold. You're diffident.
Because you badger me.
I haven't badgered
you. You're only making me run away.
Is it badgering you to tell you I love you? Is that badgering you?
Please do not tell me over and over in the cafeteria and operations.
All right, I'm sorry. Give me a needle.
Needle.
Thread.
Would you like me to thread the needle?
I don't even know what I'm doing. Yes, thread it, please.
All right. Catgut?
Yes.
Cheer up. Come on, I have a little joke for you. Knock, knock.
Oh.
Come on. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Catgut.
Catgut who?
Catgut your tongue? Oh, come on.
Edith, why are you torturing me?
I'm not. I was trying to cheer you up.
Well, there's only one way you can cheer me up, and that's to say yes.
Please, please, Dr. Harris, not now. This is how you drive me away every time.
Put your finger on this knot, please.
All right, but don't do anything funny.
I'm not doing anything funny. I'm sewing up the patient. Now it's you who starts this.
All right, all right.
Oh, I do love you so.
Please, please, let go of my finger. I knew you were going to do this.
Please, no, don't pull back. I do. I love you. I love you.
Let go of my finger.
Don't pull back. You're pulling the stick.
Please, Dr. Harris, stop.
Edith, it is Pinsky, isn't it?
I don't want to talk about it.
Now, it's very important to me to know whether it's Pinsky or not.
Give me time to check. Now the oxygen is failing again.
Let it fail. I'm sick of this torture.
Please, so, Dr. Harris, everyone is looking at you.
I'm not going to finish this operation unless you say yes.
Dr. Harris, you're being impossible.
I'm not going to finish this operation unless you say yes, Edith.
Dr. Harris, this patient will die.
I've been tortured long enough. Yes or no? Which is it going to be?
This is absolute blackmail.
I don't care. I don't care what lengths I go to anymore. All is fair and all that.
Dr. Harris, you're a doctor. A doctor. Doesn't that mean anything to you,
it's
a surgeon?
I'm a doctor, Edith, but I'm a man also, and I will not go on with this operation until you give me your answer, and it better be yes.
I have no choice. Yes.
All right, then. Clamp, darling.
Oh, doctor, I'm in trouble.
Well, goodness gracious me.
For every time a certain man is standing next to me, a flash comes to my face and my pulse begins to race. It goes boom, booty, 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 boom.
Well, goodness gracious me. How often does this happen? when did the trouble start? You see, my stethoscope is bobbing to the throbbing of your heart.
What kind of man is he to create this allergy? It goes boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, 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 booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom.
Well, goodness gracious me. From New Delhi to Darjeeling, I have done my share of healing, and I've never yet been beaten or outboxed. I remember that with one jab of my needle in the Punjab, how I cleared up beriberi and the dreaded dysentery. But your complaint has got me really
fucked. Oh, doctor, touch my fingers.
Well, goodness gracious me.
You may be very clever, but however can't you see? My heart beats much too much at a certain tender touch. It goes boom, booty, 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 boom,
booty, boom, booty,
boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom.
Well, goodness gracious me. Can I see your tongue? Nothing the matter with it. Put it away, please.
Maybe it's my back.
Maybe it is.
Shall I lie down?
Yes. My initial diagnosis rules out measles and thrombosis, sleeping sickness, and as far as I can tell, influenza, inflammation, whooping cough, and night starvation. And you'll be so glad to hear that both your eyeballs are so clear that I can positively swear that you are well.
Put two and two together. If you have eyes to see, the face that makes my pulses race is right in front of me.
Oh, there is nothing I can do. Oh, my heart is jumping too.
Oh,
we go boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, 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 booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom.
Goodness gracious.
How audacious.
Goodness gracious.
How flirtatious.
Goodness gracious.
It is me.
It is you.
I'm sorry, it is us.
Ah, goodness gracious me. Peter Sellers and Sophia Loren recorded that as a little diversion while they were making a movie together in 1960. Had a big British hit single with it, too. Goodness gracious me and a couple of other folks who made it big in the movies. Mike Nichols and Elaine May with A Little More Gauze, part of the very popular stage and nightclub comedy act they used to have. And speaking of popular comedy duos, here's Penn and Teller with A Little More Medical Dementia.
Aren't you glad that you can't see bacteria? I mean, aren't you glad your eyesight is inferior to a microscope, so you don't have to really see the dirt? You see that gal you badly want to kiss? I'll tell you, pal, her mouth's a petri dish, but you can't see, so suck her tiny maggots down your throat. Garbage is alive with things that don't quite thrill me. It's buzzing like a hive, and some of things that kill me, and ugly too. Just I'm glad they're really hard to see. They're not all bad. In fact, investigation shows we need some bad to help with our digestion. But you can't fool me, it's still a lot of cooties in our guts. Maybe it's me, baby. I don't even like insects. If I could really see, I'd probably give up all sex. I guess it's true. In my case, ignorance is truly bliss.
We've got an animal liberationist in our lab, in a cage behind the storage shelves in room 117. He helps with our experiments, although he'd rather not.
but think of all the rodents that he's saving from those shots. His cause was true, his heart was pure. You better hope we find the cure. You see, we had a little warning, a threatening calls and letters too. So we prepared a small surprise with springs and chicken wire and glue. When he came creeping in that night, he didn't see our trap. Until he tripped the lever and the cage door came down, snap. 'Twas such a noble sacrifice to give himself to save those mice. We said we'll let him out as soon as we can cure what he has caught. You can bet he's learned he shouldn't open lab doors labeled hot. That's laboratory slang for radioactive. Now with our human subject, our results are up tenfold. Although our testing sometimes gets a little uncontrolled, we could do so much with three or four. Maybe soon we'll get some more. We've got an animal liberationist in our lab. We feed him only certified Purina human chow. Although we are quite proud of him, we keep him hid away, especially when inspected by the USD of A. Though he may cry, alas, alack, I don't think we'll send him back.
Biotech Fantasy, that's the name of that one, written by Heather Rose Jones and sung by Robin Nakula. Robin has actually worked as a biological researcher, and she's seen well-meaning people sabotage some very promising medical research, but I'd better not get into that. This is a comedy show. A lot of people have no sense of humor about those things. Robin obviously does, and thanks to Tim Ryan again for sending that one along. And we heard from Penn and Teller with a rare musical collaboration called Bacteria. Couple more medical favorites, including a blues classic and one from Weird Al. Then it'll be Funny Five time on the Westwood One Radio Network.
What do you think of new Cineburst gum?
I intend to bring those flavor crystals up at the next PTA meeting.
Taste is bigger than big, dude.
My parents can't handle the special.
When I heard the Cineburst punches, I started a petition stating our deep concern. Care to sign it?
It's intense, that's all I'm saying.
No.
Yes! New Cineburst with flavor crystals. May not be suitable for adults.
Certs presents the world's funniest sweepstakes.
They're giving away water balloons?
No.
Whoopie cushion?
No. Certs is giving away 100,000 good prizes.
And buzzers?
No. Top prize, 100 trips on the Certs Comedy Cruise.
Oh, wow.
It's a 7-day Caribbean cruise and Carnival Cruise Lines with entertainment by today's top young comics.
Wow.
So go to the store and get some Certs. Clean your breath and you might clean up in the world's funniest sweepstakes.
Okie doke.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. You must be 18 and a U.S. resident to enter. Look for official rules at participating retailers, but hurry. Sweepstakes end September 30th.
Who was president? Cinnamon flavor. Makes it spicy. Shredded sugarless gum. You know you ought to do it. You know you gotta do it, and you're gonna love the taste.
I do.
Tangy cinnamon and five more surprisingly great flavors. Who wants Trident? Good for your teeth. Great taste, too. Who wants Trident?
I do.
Bit of medical blues here, classic blues from 1930. Here's Georgia Tom and Jane Lucas with Big Bill Brunzi on guitar.
Bring in the next patient, nurse. Get up on this table, pull off that gown, raise up that right leg, let that left one down. Pull off them stockings, that silk underwear. The doctor's got to cut your mama, Lord knows where. You got two or three tumors, shaped like a cube. Two or three leaks in your inner tube. Bring on that ether, bring on that gas. The doctor's got to cut your mama, yes, yes, yes. The doctor knows to fix it, the doctor knows just what to do.
Oh, doctor, can I have a glass of water?
Oh, not now.
Oh, doctor, I'm so sick.
Be quiet. Doctor ain't gonna hurt you.
Oh, what you gonna do with that long knife?
Oh, that's just the doctor's tool.
Oh, doctor, what you gonna do with that saw?
Oh,
Oh, we take off legs with that. That's all.
Oh.
Be quiet. Just a moment. There you are. The doctor's through.
Oh, doctor, what did you take out of me?
Oh, just a minute, and I'll tell you. Four monkey wrenches, two horse shades, half old breeches and a bale of hay. Your ribs were kind of looser. They moved about. If I hadn't have sewed you up, everything would fail out. I put in you two, tightened up the exhaust, went into your hood and cleaned your spark plugs off. Your body's kind of weak. Don't be hard. From now on, you be careful with them there connection wrong.
All right, doctor.
The doctor knows to fix it. The doctor knows just what to do.
Hey, doctor, but I feel better.
That's so?
Yes, I feel kind of like I'm going to do a little mess around.
Fine. Go ahead.
Oh, my, 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 my.
That's the way patients do that come to this doctor. They don't die. Now your body's kind of weak. Don't be hard. From now on, you be careful with them that connection wrong.
All right, doctor.
The doctor knows to fix it. The doctor knows just what to do.
Weird Al Yankovic, like a surgeon on the Dr. Demento show, and Georgia Tom and Jane Lucas with the terrible Operation Blues, the doctor knows to fix it. Thank you. Just a bit of trivia before the fanfare. Georgia Tom Dorsey, Thomas A. Dorsey, got religion a few years after recording the terrible Operation Blues and went on to write songs like There'll Be Peace in the Valley, yeah, Elvis recorded that one, The Precious Lord Take My Hand, and many more. Thomas A. Dorsey.
And now, Dimensions and Dementites, what time is it?
It's 25
time! And here they are, the hottest and coolest demented discs and tapes of the week. Weird Al, you're on again with number 5.
I can't watch this. I can't watch this. I can't watch this. I can't watch this.
My TV makes me so bored, makes me say, oh my lord, what is this garbage here? Wanna cover my eyes and plug my ears? It sucks. And that's no lie, it's about as much fun as watching paint dry. Lowers my IQ one notch. And that's the reason why I can't watch. I told you, homeboy, I can't watch this. Yeah, nothing but trash, and you know, I can't watch this. Poke out my eyes, man, I can't watch this. Yo, give me that remote control.
Watch this.
Talking about 6 shows of America's funniest home videos. I can't believe my eyes want to see the kind of stuff that wins first prize. Somebody. Poor old mom falls down off the roof last ride of a long face first. On a race. I hear they cut it on the 17th page. That's funny. That's a kick in the cross. That kind of show. I can't watch. Yo, I told you. I can't watch this. Change the channel now, man. I can't watch this. Yo, pass the TV guide here, sucker. I can't watch this. Cosby Show and Roseanne think I'm thinking about as much as I can. Judge Wapner. Oh, my. You gotta be Rayman like this guy. Heard of something. It's all right if you like hearing yuppie whining all night. Can't stand. Twin Peaks, Rich State Lynch, those don't even drink. So fiscal. An Ingrid bums. I gotta go home and just spit on their thumbs. That's word because you know I can't watch this. I can't watch this. Break it down.
Here's how the world's running back in those rivers. Touch things back.
It's safe now.
They keep going and going.
Don't you hate me?
I'll be damned.
Our prices are insane.
Stop. Prime time.
I'm pretty sure I'll be sick if I have to watch another stupid metric of that guy with a real bad head that goes whoop, 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 talk shows about transsexual, not the Eskimos. They're rude, crude, and vile. Just for a minute, let's flip down the dial. Flip, flip, flip. Ugh, I can't watch this. Look, man, I can't watch this. I can't take this torture no more. I can't watch this. Pay the bill, station break, break it down.
Operators are standing behind, makes their coney a necklace. And our fabulous swimsuit is
when you've got a headache this big
with the book, this is your brain on drugs.
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
Stop. Cable time.
HBO and Playboy. Showtime and MTV. I might like them more after my lobotomy. Now why did I ever pay for this junk? I hooked up 80 channels and each one stunk. Just brainless blood and guts and mindless DNA. It's awful, keep this crummy, it's stupid, gonna throw my fan away.
I can't watch this. I can't watch this. I can't watch this.
Weird Al Yankovic, I can't watch this. Well, enough people wanted to hear it to make it number 5 on this week's Funny 5 on the Dr. Demento Show. Number 4 is a true story of the authentic American West. Not
The Ballad of Irving. He was short and fat and rode out of the West with a Mogan David on a silver vest. He was mean and nasty right clear through, which was kind of weird because he was yellow, too. They called him Irving. Dick Irving. Dick Short Irving. Dick Short Fat Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West.
Irving.
He came from the old bar mitzvah spread with a 10-gallon yarmulke on his head. He always followed his mother's wishes. Even on the range, he used two sets of dishes. Irving. Big Fat Irving. Big Sissy Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West. Irving. 141 could draw faster than he, but Irving was looking for 143, walking a sore saloon like a man insane, and ordered three fingers of 2 cents plain. Irving. Big Fat Irving. Big Sport Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West. One day, Bad Max happened in the town. His aim was to shoot that Irving down. Bad Max said, "Draw and draw right now." And Irving drew a picture of a cow. Irving. Big Fat Irving. Big Gunfighter Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West. The James Boys was coming on a train at First Sun, and the town said, "Irving, we need your gun." When that train pulled in at the break of dawn, Irving's gun was there, but Irving was gone. Irving. Big Fat Irving. Big Help Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West. Well, finally, Irving got three slugs in the belly. It was right outside the Frontier Deli. He was sitting there twirling his gun around, and Butterfingers Irving gunned himself down. Irving. Big Fat Irving. Big Dum Dum Irving. Big Dum Dum Dead Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West.
Gallup for the Ballad of Irving, number 4 on the Dr. Demento Funny 5. That was originally on an album called When You're in Love, the Whole World is Jewish. Now it's on the Dr. Demento 20th Anniversary CD and Tape Collection. Number 3 is not available anywhere, but I'll play it right after this.
When I enlisted in the Army, I could barely change the oil in my car. The first time I saw that Apache helicopter, I never thought I'd be able to handle it. The Army taught me how to take that turbine apart, fix it, and get that baby up and running in no time.
Learn the skill that's yours for a lifetime. See your local recruiter or call 1-800-USA-ARMY. Paid for by the U.S. Army.
What do you think of new Cineburst gum?
I've never seen nothing that color before.
Word can't describe it, my man.
Those flavor crystals frighten me. But wait, did I stay outstanding?
Cineburst crunches. That could be a violation in this state. I'll get back to you.
New Cineburst with flavor crystals may not be suitable for adults.
Hi, Dr. Demento. This is Taddy Johnstone, and me gets demented on WIQB Ann Arbor. I would have sent you a stone tablet, but if you've tried sending those lately, you know that the postage on those is savage. I'd like to hear Bruce Springsteen, Ugga Bugga. Thank you.
Back when I was growing up and I got my first stone axe, pulling rope with them wild ponies, and we'd climb up on their backs, and we'd ride across the Jersey flats until our bones were stiff. We'd hump them with their mammoths, and we'd drive them over cliffs. Ooh, ugga bugga, ugga bugga, ugga bugga, ugga bugga. and them skins was Mighty Max. The Bigfoot blew his ivory sacks. We moan in my soul harmony. Well, me, I swang my ass to Ugga Bugga. Glory days of Ice Age mammal hunting are all gone. There's just these paintings in the cave and these rotten piles of bone. And I work down at the tar pits now, but nothing's happening there. Well, girls I meet won't even let me drag them by their hair. And the saber tooth I've vanished from his happy hunting ground. Folks are leaving caves behind and building little towns. And I miss the mud, I miss the blood, I miss the fire and snow. But mister, I guess that's the way things go. Sometimes when I can't find the words in my prehistoric mind, I just go yabba-dabba-doo in rhythm and in rhyme. And sometimes when that other bugger fever comes on me, well, I call up my old buddy and we moan in harmony.
Bugga, that rare demo tape smuggled out of Bruce Springsteen's cave has been one of our most demanded tapes lately. Number 3 on this week's Funny 5, to be specific. Here's number 2.
Can't figure any lyrics.
second week in a row at number two for that one after 2 weeks at number one. Weird Al Yankovic and Smells Like Nirvana and the Off the Deep End CD and cassette, also available as a single, and of course you've seen the video. Five seconds of absolute insanity. Ren and Stimpy by the Defective Kids is number one on this week's Dr. Demento Funny Five. I'll be back with our address and the number of our hotline and a word about next week's show.
What do you think of new Cineverse scum?
I don't like anything new. Get the microphone out of my face.
Cineverse? Oh, absolutely. It's the best.
It crunches. Those kids deny it, but I know the gum crunches.
It's too much for my dad. Sometimes it's almost too much for me.
All I can tell you at this time is that we're keeping a very close eye on it.
Yes! New Cineverse with flavor crystals. May not be suitable for adults.
Certs presents the world's funniest sweepstakes.
Giving away water balloons?
No.
Whoopee cushions?
No. Certs is giving away 100,000 good prizes.
And buzzers?
No. Top prize, 100 trips on the Certs Comedy Cruise.
Oh, wow.
It's a 7-day Caribbean cruise and Carnival Cruise Lines with entertainment by today's top young comics.
Wow.
So go to the store and get some Certs. Clean your breath and you might clean up in the world's funniest sweepstakes.
Okie doke.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. You must be 18 and a U.S. resident to enter. Look for official rules at participating retailers, but hurry. Sweepstakes end September 30th.
Who wants to try it?
I do.
Fresh mint flavor.
I do.
Freshest mint, coolest cool.
I do.
Try it. Sugarless gum comes in three cool mints. So lay back, chill out, and love the taste.
I do.
Fresh mint, original peppermint, spearmint. Who wants to try this?
I do.
Good for your teeth, great taste too. Who wants to try this?
I do.
Dr. Demento, thanking you for joining me and appreciating Ed's redeeming qualities and our other musical medicine for today. The Demento Hotline is open 24 hours every day, 1-900-773-7333. It's 75 cents a minute, 125 first minute, no other toll charges of any kind, 1-900-773-7333. And our address, the Demento Society, P.O. Box 884, Culver City, California, 90230. On next week's show, anything can happen, but we will have around a half hour of mad music and crazy comedy from Britain, including Monty Python, Billy Connolly, and a tribute to the late Benny Hill. Doug Corbin is the associate producer of the Dr. Demento Show. Steve Thrapp is our engineer. Bob Ebersole, production assistant with research by Warren Debenham. The Dr. Demento Show is a weekly presentation of the Westwood One Radio Network. Executive producer, Norm Pattis. Thank you so much for listening. Take good care of yourself, and don't forget to stay demented.